Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cash reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Larry moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Green. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Colavito moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Billy Muffet now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Wertz moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hardy for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 9-4, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 9-5, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.